It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. Today's the 14th of June, and that means it's Flag Day in the United States. Now, everyone knows that the 4th of July has long been celebrated as America's birthday. But the idea of an annual day specifically celebrating the flag is believed to have originated in 1885. B.J. Sagrand, a schoolteacher from Wisconsin, arranged for the pupils in his school to observe June 14th, the 108th anniversary of the official adoption of the Stars and Stripes, as Flag Birthday. In numerous magazines and newspaper articles, as well as public addresses over the following years, Sagrand continued to promote the observance of June 14th as Flag Birthday, or later simply Flag Day. 4 years later, George Balch, a kindergarten teacher in New York City, planned appropriate ceremonies for the children at his school, and his idea of observing Flag Day was later adopted by the New York State Board of Education. On June 14, 1891, the Betsy Ross House in Philadelphia held a Flag Day celebration, and on June 14th of the following year, the New York Society of the Sons of the Revolution also celebrated the occasion. Following the suggestion of Colonel J. Granville Leach, the Pennsylvania Society of Colonial Dames of America on April 25, 1893, adopted a resolution requesting the mayor of Philadelphia and all others in authority and all private citizens to display the flag on June 14th. Leach went on to recommend that thereafter the day be known as Flag Day, and on that day schoolchildren be assembled for appropriate exercises, with each child being given a small flag to take home. 2 weeks later, on May 8th, Dr. Edward Brooks, superintendent of public schools in Philadelphia, directed that Flag Day exercises be held on June 14, 1893, in Independence Square. School children were assembled, each carrying a small flag, and patriotic songs were sung and addresses delivered. In 1894, the governor of New York directed that on June 14th the flag be displayed on all public buildings. With Sagrand and Leroy Van Horn as its guiding spirits, an Illinois organization known as the American Flag Day Association was organized for the purpose of promoting patriotic Flag Day activities. On that same day, under the auspices of this association, the first general public school children's celebration of Flag Day in Chicago was held in several city parks, with more than 300,000 youngsters participating. Inspired by these three decades of state and local celebrations, Flag Day, the anniversary of the Flag Resolution of 1777, was officially established by the proclamation of President Woodrow Wilson on May 30, 1916. While Flag Day was celebrated in various communities for years after Wilson's proclamation, it wasn't until August 3, 1949, that President Truman signed an act of Congress designating June 14th of each year as National Flag Day. So wave on, old red, white, and blue. We're still in pursuit of that great American dream that you symbolize. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for June 14th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.